A bill calling for the elimination of the Tobacco Trust Fund is up for a vote this afternoon before the Senate Health and Higher Education Committees. Decision-making was put off after a hearing yesterday. If it's voted out today, it will head to the powerful Senate Ways and Means Committee. We talked to Danita Garcia of the Hawaii Harm and Reduction Center, a recipient of the funds. But we start off with Lola Irvine, the administrator for the State Health Department's Chronic Disease Prevention Division. The fund sets aside millions of dollars for programs to prevent nicotine addiction or to get people to kick the smoking habit.
This bill would actually completely repeal the Tobacco Prevention and Control Trust Fund and take the monies that are in there, which is being invested and managed by the Hawaii Community Foundation, and put it into general funds. It would be gone. And so we would not have these funds to use for tobacco prevention anymore.
And so what are we talking about? What kind of money and what kinds of programs do we fund?
So there's $41 million in unencumbered cash that's in the trust fund that's being managed by the Hawaii Community Foundation. There are 16 community-based grantees, and so they provide free cessation support and counseling. That's what Donita does. And it's for all neighbor islands. Every neighbor island is represented, as well as Oahu. And then there are 13 prevention grants. So middle and high school students can learn about the dangers of vaping and also learn skills not to start. It is based on an evidence-based program out of Stanford University. Seven of those programs are on the neighbor islands.
Wow. Okay. And so, Danita, talk about, you know, your organization. What does it do?
My organization, Hawaii Health and Harm Reduction Center, and with my program, Hawaii's Last Drug, I not only deal with the general public, but I also go to two rehab places and one health center. And I'm getting ready to go into the state hospital, and I do tobacco cessation program teachings there. And I teach people about the hazards of smoking, you know, and I supply them with nicotine replacement therapies. You know, and every week it's a different topic on the hazards and circumstances of smoking. On a personal level, I've lost five family members to smoking. And myself, you know, I'm very lucky that I found the program that I did, because most people will not quit smoking on their own. You know, it takes a lot of effort and a lot of courage to quit smoking on your own, especially when you've been smoking for many years. And if I wouldn't have found this program, I probably wouldn't have quit smoking when I did. It saved my life, you know, and that's what these monies do. They save people's lives, and I'm very passionate about this because I lost my mother, my father, my brother, my husband, and my sister all to smoking.
Wow.
And if they would have had these programs when they died, maybe they wouldn't have died, you know. So that's why it's so important for me through my job to do what I do. I went to school for law, but this is what I'm doing because this was where my passion, my heart is, to save people and their families from having to go through exactly what I did for something that's preventable. You know, and I know it's a lot easier said than done to quit smoking, but it can be done. And I smoked for 46 years, and I've been quit almost 5 years. That's what this money that is given to these programs does. It saves lives. There's no joking about this.
And Lola, you know, we've seen the studies that talk about the vaping statistics here in the state. And it is kind of scary when you see how young, you know, the students are, you know, who are being targeted with these fruit-flavored e-cigarettes.
And e-liquids, yes. And they are often packaged to be very attractive in fruit and candy flavors. They're also very affordable, and Hawaii currently does not have any policies that increase the price of these products through taxation, and we also allow the fruit and candy flavors, which we don't allow with cigarettes. Our youth have responded, right? It's not like the old days where if you were sitting down and watching TV or you're reading the paper, the advertising, parents and kids would see it. But now the social influencers can reach our children through their handheld devices and market these products. And so the parents don't see what the kids are exposed to, and the kids have responded. A third of our high school students say they use it. What's alarming for us is that the girls are using it at higher rates, and the Native Hawaiian students, 42% said they use it. So, you know, in terms of the health disparities we see, our youth becoming addicted to nicotine at such an early age. Their brains are going to be then impacted in terms of being primed for substance abuse by nicotine. also, it shortens their ability to retain memory, and so it's going to impact their memory retention, their attention. It'll contribute to mood disorders and disrupt their sleep.
So you believe that if the special fund disappears, that it's going to be more difficult for you to get future funding? I mean, it sounds like, you know, these programs are worthwhile. And I know the House Finance Chair, though, Sylvia Liu, doesn't really care for these special funds. She just thinks that we have to have better control over it and, you know, about how they're spent.
So, yes, if we lose these funds, we will not have the ability to provide then the cessation programs for adults and for youth, because now we've started, as of January, a text program for youth to quit vaping. We have only one general funded position in the Department of Health for tobacco programs, and we don't have the capacity to do what we can working through the Hawaii Commune Foundation that does grant making. We just don't have that kind of infrastructure. The Hawaii Commune Foundation is also required to use competitive, accountable, transparent ways of letting out the RFPs and to do the selection. They are very accountable and transparent with the funds. We also have a Tobacco Prevention and Control Advisory Board that, with the Department of Health, then approves a state plan that then the Hawaii Community Foundation relies on to then conduct and guide their cessation programs and the prevention programs. So we work really closely together. Yeah, we would not have the resources, and the Department of Health does not have the infrastructure.
Okay, so that's your strongest argument, I guess, is that the infrastructure isn't there, so that if the special fund was to disappear tomorrow, this program couldn't get off the ground.
No, we would not. And to have so many cessation grantees on the Hawaii Tobacco Quit Line go away, we could not reconstruct this infrastructure. It would be like cutting down a big, beautiful, fruitful tree. All the branches would come down, and the Department of Health would not be able to rebuild that tree.
That's an interesting analogy. And Donita, how many people do you folks reach?
I reach almost every demographic in Hawaii. The mentally challenged people, the drug addicted and alcoholic person, the Native Hawaiian population, the LGBT community. I reach a number of people just in my two treatment centers that I go into. On a weekly basis, I'm reaching at least 60 people. Then in the health center that I'm going to, I'm reaching at least 10 people a week. So, and then with the general public that comes through my company and my friends, I have a lot of friends that have come through that have quit smoking. It's been amazing. And then them introducing me to other friends. On a weekly basis, I'm reaching at least 100 people, average.
And then what's available for folks on the neighbor islands?
For neighbor islands, I reach them too, because a lot of them are in these groups that I'm doing, and I'm able to mail them nicotine replacement therapies. Even people that go to the mainland, if they don't have a supplier over there, I mail it to the mainland. I make sure that I can reach every single person. I will go out and meet them, or they will come to me at my office, or I even let them come to my place. Or I'll meet halfway, or once again, I mail it to them. So there's no way that any individual that comes in contact with my organization or my program cannot be supplied with the counseling and the nicotine replacement therapy.
And is it the same snapshot that you don't have the framework if this funding disappears quickly?
No, if we don't have this funding, my program would probably have to cease, you know, because that's how my company is sustained, is from grants from organizations that supply, you know, the funds for tobacco treatment.
And Lola, you've seen this bill come up before.
We have. And actually, the Department of Health, our program that's prevention, used to be on the tobacco settlement special funds, and we were switched to general funds, which we're okay with. But this is a trust fund that was set up specifically for tobacco prevention and control, and it's a great nexus. It's the reason why we sued the tobacco industry for all the harms and deaths that Hawaii experienced.
And, you know, there are folks that have come out for the elimination of special funds in general, not just the tobacco fund. The Tax Foundation of Hawaii thinks that we should eliminate these special funds because there's all kinds of money squirreled away in so many different places.
Yeah, and these monies are really visible, and we do have a publicly accessible Tobacco Prevention and Control Advisory Board that meets on a regular basis. And so if the legislators would like regular reports that are actually created specifically for them and not just for the public, we can do that. All of the programs are evaluated, and so we're willing to also summarize all the evaluation reports and also provide it to the legislature. These are dollars well spent. We've saved the state over $1 billion in health care costs with the number of adults who've come through and who have quit smoking, the pregnant women who have quit, and the youth who have not started tobacco use.
Okay, so you think this is short-sighted, doing away with this fund?
Well, the long view is we would sure like to help our youth live tobacco-free lives, and these dollars, we hope, will remain dedicated for that purpose.
That was Lola Irvine from the State Health Department, and also Donita Garcia. Her group, Hawaii Harm and Reduction Center, receives money from the Tobacco Trust Fund. The bill to do away with the special fund is to be voted on this afternoon in the Senate.